You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Business Book Club, where we summarize the most insightful business and personal development books in under 5 minutes. Today, we're talking about Mindwise by Nicholas Epley, a fascinating book about understanding the minds of others. Epley explores how we often misunderstand what others are thinking, the biases that cloud our perceptions, and how we can improve our ability to read people. We'll also look at real-world examples of how improving this skill can benefit you in both business and life. Mindwise delves into the science of mind reading, not in the magical sense, but in understanding how well we can perceive the thoughts, feelings, and intentions of others. Epley reveals that we often overestimate our ability to understand others, which leads to misunderstandings. Here are the key takeaways from the book, along with examples of how these principles are applied today. 1. The illusion of insight. Epley discusses how we tend to believe we know what others are thinking more than we actually do, which can lead to costly misjudgments. For example, Theranos, the blood testing startup led by Elizabeth Holmes, faced enormous failure partly due to investors and stakeholders believing they understood her vision without fully scrutinizing the science behind it. Misreading people's intentions and relying on assumptions can have serious consequences. 2. Bias in perspective taking. We often assume that others think like we do, but this can lead to poor decisions in leadership and negotiation. For instance, Yahoo's Marissa Mayer was known for her highly analytical, engineer-like approach to decision-making, but this perspective didn't always align with her employees' experiences. The disconnect contributed to difficulties in company culture during her tenure as CEO. Leaders need to better understand the perspectives of their teams to create harmony and drive success. 3. Overconfidence in mind reading. Epley reveals that we are often overconfident in our ability to read others, especially in business settings. Starbucks learned this lesson when they introduced a new line of breakfast sandwiches in 2008. They believed customers wanted more substantial food options, but the smell of cooking clashed with the coffee shop ambiance and sales dropped. They had misread their customers' desires and had to pivot back to their core offerings. 4. Empathy versus projection. Empathy is often confused with projection, thinking others feel the same way you do. Epley argues that true empathy requires active effort to understand another person's experience. Satya Nadella, CEO of Microsoft, turned the company's culture around by leading with empathy. He made an intentional effort to listen to employees and customers, which led to a more inclusive work environment and a customer-centric focus, helping Microsoft's dramatic rise under his leadership. 5. The importance of asking, not assuming. One of the most practical pieces of advice from Mindwise is to ask questions rather than assume what others are thinking. In 2015, Netflix did this when it introduced unlimited parental leave. Instead of assuming what parents would want, Netflix surveyed its employees and offered flexibility based on the actual feedback they received. This not only improved employee satisfaction, but also positioned Netflix as a leader in progressive workplace policies. Here are three quick tips you can apply from Mindwise. 1. Don't assume you know what others are thinking. Like the downfall of Theranos, assumptions can be dangerous. Ask questions and verify your understanding, whether in business or personal relationships. 2. Put yourself in their shoes. Like Satya Nadella at Microsoft, actively practice empathy by listening and trying to see situations from others' perspectives. It can lead to better decisions and a stronger team culture. 3. Test your assumptions before acting. Like Starbucks' sandwich mistake, test your assumptions by gathering real feedback before launching new products or initiatives. This can prevent costly errors. That's a quick summary of Mindwise by Nicholas Epley. Whether you're running a business, managing a team, or simply trying to communicate better with others, understanding how our minds often misread people is key. From Netflix's employee surveys to Satya Nadella's empathy-driven leadership, Mindwise offers valuable lessons for anyone looking to improve how they perceive and interact with others. If you enjoyed this summary, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the bell for more business insights. Thanks for watching, and see you next time.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.